Gallup mayoral candidate Yolanda Augustine Azua was ill on February 20th and was not able to participate in the mayoral forum recorded for air on KGLP. And so we are offering her this opportunity.
Hello, my name is Yolanda E. Augustine Azua. I am married to John J. Azua. Together we share 4 adult children and 8 grandchildren. I am all for progress. I am all for building one culture for Gallup, New Mexico, and us deciding what we need to do as a city, as a community. I'm working towards a city that works for everyone, and that means everyone. Vote Yolanda Augustine Azua for City Mayor of Gallup.
Thank you, Yolanda. I'm going to ask you the questions that were asked at the February 20th Mayoral Forum on the UNM Gallup campus. What happens if you are elected? What does this transition look like? How are you going to learn the inner workings of the city as quickly as possible? How do you make your vision become a reality? And how does that affect City Hall and city employees?
I am a team player. I really believe in our city government. I believe each and every one of our employees play an important role to the city. I have no intentions of placing anybody or moving them elsewhere. I believe once and when elected, everybody will keep their job. Everybody will be happy, more happy. And we need to rebuild the morale there. So I'm ready. I'm just ready to keep going. Keep the city going. Keep the electricity going.
All right, next question. As the mayor of Gallup, you will be required to work with other entities such as the county, the state, various federal agencies, the Navajo Nation, etc. What relationships have you developed over your life that might help you to perform your duties?
First of all, I am full-blooded Navajo, and I'm coming from the Tsleil-Waututh'e tribe and clan. And that is why I am running for mayor. For 9 years, we have never, ever invited the Navajo Nation to the table. We have never, ever invited the Zuni government to the table. We need to come together as a community. There is federal dollars, federal grants out there. We need to quit this fighting and saying it's a Gallup problem. It's a Navajo Nation problem. No, it's a community problem. And I think we need to come together as a whole.
Next question. All of the mayoral candidates are very involved in Gallup, whether as business owners, involvement in philanthropic groups, etc. An issue may arise in your mayoral tenure that is good for the city, but might be bad for you, your business, your friends. How would you handle that situation?
I'm a grandmother. I am unattached. I have no qualms. I have 2 opponents that have beer and wine license. I have one that runs a retail store and one who's still trying to find where his magazine is. But you know what? I'm a team player, like I said. I won't have that problem with interacting with anybody. I get along with most people. I am the league secretary of the men's softball 50 and over plus, and then the women 40 and plus. And we're trying to bring economic development back to Gallup. And I think it's bringing more people back into Gallup with more fun things to do regarding your health and wellness. The start of this race back in January, I worked with the street women here in Gallup. I buried 5 of my friends. One was so close, I offered her a ride home and she froze. So instead of being bitter about it, I want to make a difference. I want to say, you know what, I don't blame anybody. You know, we're in it. We can do this. We can fight. I'm not going to go pounding on doors and saying, you sold this alcohol drink. No, we need to rise above that, be firm and polite to my people, and encourage and work together.
All right, next question. The Business Improvement District has been a very controversial subject in the past year or so, which impacts many businesses downtown. The City Council and Mayor recently voted to keep the BID going while emphasizing its legal responsibilities. What do you think is working with the BID? What do you think the BID is doing that's good? And what do you think needs to change?
Well, Gallup is huge, and to bring businesses downtown is very tight. I'm still trying to figure out this BID problem, but I know they do have one thing going, and it's the Night's Crawl. That's where each high school team, volleyball, football, baseball, softball, can actually go downtown and raise money and with no, you know, proper license in hand. But other than that, I just can't see how we're favoring downtown to other parts of Gallup, other parts of like the West Side, totally neglected. We could use some big money down that way to bring some traffic flow. We can help, you know, Mr. Chavez down there. Maybe he lets repave his parking lot. We need to look at other parts of Gallup, not just downtown.
Next question. Watching the current administration in action, what have you learned? What would you continue doing? And what areas would you see where a change in direction is needed?
Gallup must support and encourage the work already existing agencies and outreach centers are doing to address the national epidemic. It's not just a Gallup thing. It's a national epidemic of substance abuse and addiction created by our society, our churches, medical profession, and communities. This is one of my biggest things, is that this current administration keeps on blaming the Navajo tribe. And the Navajo tribe just shuts the door. You know, that's a Gallup problem. And we can't let that happen anymore. And as a Navajo, and after I just buried five of my women friends, and they're not homeless. That's the sad part about it. My friend had a home from Southwest Indian Foundation. Another one had her own hogan. I mean, these, my lady friends were loved by their family, their nieces and nephews. We need to just stop saying, here, you know, take it as it is. No, there's solutions we can do. Thank you.
Next question. In the past, certain populations have expressed concerns about whether they feel welcome in Gallup. Some immigrant families may worry about their safety when using public services. Some Native American citizens and neighbors may feel that they're being exploited or taken advantage of. Do you think there are ways for Gallup to become more welcoming or accommodating to people of all cultural backgrounds?
Just a simple hello. I'm riding the bus with you this morning. Hello goes a long ways. I used to ride the Gallup Express. I used to take my grandkids on just during the summer, something to do. Let's ride the bus. You know, and I see a lot of immigrants. They come in and they're scared of their own shadow. You can't be afraid of your own shadow. Everybody is friendly here. Nobody's, you know, unless you say, this is mine. You know, you draw up the fence first. I see Gallup as a welcoming man.
And now, this is the last question. This past summer, an individual died following an altercation with public service officers in front of the detox center. Some have described the detox center as a revolving door because many of the clients come and go repeatedly. Incidents like these beg questions of whether the protective custody system is working. As mayor, how would you oversee the detox center and ensure that it's doing what it's supposed to be doing?
This is one of the biggest issues that this current administration refuses to accept, that they played a part in shutting down the world's largest detox center. And when it was in place years before, and just right before this current administration took over, the first thing that each individual were told to do was to treat the people as human beings, not a nuisance. And if they felt like they could not treat them as human beings, the door was there. They were let go. They were terminated. You need to treat everybody the way you want to be treated. Sure, everybody has a story, and sure, we can wait for this hope to come, but till you get into the trenches and you actually accommodate yourselves with these ladies and these men, they're pretty awesome people. They have stories that, you know, it just goes beyond. And when you trigger that authoritarian, they just put up a whole block. And I feel that this man's death should not go unnoticed. But each public safety individual needs to be retrained. Even in the liquor industry, each Speedway employee needs to be retrained on how to serve and what to watch out for.
Candidates Thursday night were allowed a 30-second elevator pitch. Why do you think you should be mayor of Gallup?
Well, my name is Yolanda Agustin Azua. I am running for mayor. My whole platform is health and welfare of our community. Connectiveness, social work. I ask each mayoral candidate, may we keep our thoughts centered on doing what is right and not looking for ways to get away from what we know in our hearts is wrong. In this, we can stand right before our fellow men and community. May people feel welcome. Vote this Tuesday for Yolanda Agustin Azua. Thank you.